want to talk about one specific shaila that pertains to Pesach and connects Bera to Pesach. There is a shaila that the poskim discusses. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasid discusses it, and different poskim discuss it. Legabe Berer of Matzah. A lot of times you're dealing with Berer of Matzah because you have what? You have Matzah whole and not whole. And those, the question is, are they considered tuminim? Does the issues of Berer apply? Does the issues not of Berer apply? But before we even get into those technicalities, or Boise, we really have to discuss, well, it's Yontif. It's not Shabbos. So does Berer apply to Yontif? Does Berer not apply to Yontif? So the Mishnah on Daf Yudalad on Mabez and Meseches Beitza says as follows: Haberer kidney is beyond it. Beshami amar berer ochel va'ochel beisil amar berer kedarko becheiko bekinem etamchay. Avaloi betavel avaloi v'nafel v'kvara. So the Mishnah sounds like there is a concept of berer. There are certain limitations when it comes to anafa and a kvara. But in a kanan and tamchoy, that would be mutter. So certain kalim, yes, certain kalim, not. The shaila is, it's not entirely clear where you draw the line and why is sometimes mutter, why sometimes it's aser. So the Rashba writes that anything that on Shabbos would be a chi of chatos for borer, that is something that's aser on yontif. So you have to really decipher and say, when you're, we know that this is aser on Shabbos. On Shabbos, is it aser midrabanan? Is it achiyav chatos? Is it aser midaraisa? You really have to go through and dissect every single case of borer. Well, why is it aser? And what aspects of the borer make it the real mekoy or are not necessarily the real mekoy? However, that's the sheet of the Rashba, and then the Rashba says, and that is now going to ultimately affect the explanation of Beis Hillel, which things are deraisa and which things are derabonin. So technically, a kanan and a tamchoy, the Rashba held, that would be a chiyuv chatos if it was on Shabbos. So therefore, it's going to be aser on yontif, even if it's done miyad, once you use the kanan and tamchoy. However, the Magid Mishnah in his parish on the Rambam says that that's not the correct pshat, and the Bir Halacha actually sides with this Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says an entirely different approach. You don't have to analyze what the nature of Borer on Shabbos in order to translate whether or not it's going to be Aser and Mutter and Yontif. There is a concept on Yontif, Rabbi said, we haven't learned Hilchos Yontif. Mirta Hashem, one year we'll learn Hilchos Yontif. And it's important to learn Hilchos Yontif because it's a little bit of a Mes Mitzvah, Hilchos Yontif. People are not always entirely clear what's Mutter, what's Aser, because it's a little more complicated to carry over from Shabbos and Yontif. And it's important to ask and to verify before you do things on Yontif. But says the Magen Mishnah, no, the Mishnah you read simply as Borer a lot of times is going to be Mutter on Yontif. When is it going to be Aser? Because the Mishnah also implied there are certain times going to be Aser. It's not dependent on what the nature of the Iser was on Shabbos and Yontif. Rather, says the Magen Mishnah, it depends on whether or not the type of Borer that you're doing is Liyamim Rabin. Which means, if I do factorial or entities that in the kitchen I'm doing this for many, many days, because this is the way I filter and I store away things, that's something that's going to be aser on yontif. However, if I do a type of borer, even if I technically need this for right now and I'm not doing it on a mass scale, on a very large scale, I'm doing a very small entity because I need to cook this. Says the Magen Mishnah, but if it's the type of borer, it's using the type of things that are usually done on a larger scale, that would be what's included in the Isser of Borer. However, if you're doing it for temporary use, then that would be absolutely mutter. And what else is mutter on Yontif, Rabbi Isai? You don't need to do it miyad. You don't have to be considered with the shot clock that we were concerned about making sure to do it right before the meal and not to go for the spatzir after you do it. If I need it for today, even if I do it earlier and I take care of it, even if it's for a meal later in the afternoon, I could do it right now. As long as what? As long as it's for that day. And it's not the type of borer that's usually done on a large scale that would be considered liyamim rabin. So the Magen Mishnah is usually the approach that we take. Any smaller scale classic borer, even if it's not for immediate use, and you could even have sometimes that you're doing psolas mitoch ochel. All of those tzayim do not necessarily apply because borer is technically, as long as it falls in those categories, it is something that's mutter. However, everybody said I'm presenting this. because there is a little bit of a debate when it comes to this, the following issue. If you look in the Ramah, in Hilchos Yontif, when it comes to the halachas of Borer, the Ramah says, quotes 2 days in the Rishonim, whether or not a person has to be concerned, and he says, you should be machmir for this, that when you have a tzror, a stone, that fell into your kemach, into your flour, you shouldn't take it out in the normal way, and you should obviously figure out with the heterim of Borer that we've learned, that would be, obviously, Rabbi Yisai, I don't have to stress, anything that we said was a heter on Shabbos, whether you hold like the Mishnah Berurah, you take some mashka with the zvuv, or any of the heterim that we listed, or miyad, miyad, avada, that's going to be mutar on yontif. Yontif might be more inclusive, and might not have the issue in many scenarios that we're saying based on the Magen Mishnah, as long as it's not done liyamim rabim, that would be mutar even without the heterim of Borer. But if you have the heterim of Borer, if you have any of the situations that we said is mutar in the first place, even on Shabbos, avada, that's going to be mutar on yontif, that's not Borer. That goes without saying that yontif is better than Shabbos. So why is it that the Ramah quoted Yesha Osrim that if a stone, a pebble, fell into the Kemach, that you have to be concerned with the issue of Borer? So this is something that the Mishnah Berurah struggles with. What would be the problem? So the Chaye Adam had the following Chumrah, which some people are machmir for. I don't think it's the classic Minhag Olam. And he says the following Chumrah. He says, if this Borer is the normal way to do Borer, even if it's Biyad, what you're doing right now is the normal way to do Borer, so then you shouldn't do it on Yontif either. If that would be the case, Rav Osai, then you would have a Chumrah on many, many different situations. So I would need all the Heterim on Shabbos in a lot of the situations that the normal way would be to be using the way I'm doing it. If it's normal way to take my hand and take out the Tzror out of my Kemah, the Chayyadim says, that's why it's a situation where it's Usr and you would need the Heterim of Borer in such a situation, and that Borer would be Usr on Yontif. You need to do some sort of Shinoi. You can't do it in your classic way. Rabbi Yisai, any time you're going to have Borer that the normal way, which a lot of situations, is to just take out the thing, right? According to the Chayyadim, that would technically now be a limitation also for Yontif. However, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is not in agreement with the Chayyadim. He says, that's not true. And Borer on Yontif is Mutter, Borer means Borer on Yontif is Mutter, even if that would be the same way that you would do it during the weekday. And you would just take out the pebble outside the flour. Aye, if the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is right, so what's the question, Rav Osai? So then why did the Ramah say that there's a problem when it comes to the pebble in the flour? So says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, I'm going to tell you very simply, I think the Pshat in the Ramah is totally different. I think that taking a pebble out of the flour is usually something that you do, Yamim Ravim, is usually something that doesn't have the heter in the first place, like the Magen Mishnah says, that's Borer, that's Asar on Yontif. Once you take the Shulchan Aruch HaRav's explanation that it's something that's done liyamim rabim, so then you never have this chumrah that if you're in a situation that it's not done liyamim rabim, but this is the classic way to do it, then I can be totally fine and I don't need to rely on any of the heterim on Borer. I think the Minhag HaOlam, many people rely on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and therefore they're less concerned about Borer. But, Rabbi Yisai, if there are things in general outside of the tzror with the flour, or tzror with the flour, or flour type activities, or things that when you come to the grocery, so now you're not using it right now for this usage. You're now setting up things on a larger scale in order to filter. That would be something that would still be usr. That would still be usr on Yontif. And if you hold like the Chayyadim's approach, so there is many situations that Borer will still be usr on Yontif. But I think many people are mako for the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. But Rabbi Yisai, we have to get back to our Shiloh of the Matz. That was just a little background in terms of Borer on Yontif. So in terms of the Borer on Yontif, Lagabi the Matzahs, yeah, Isaac.
Just a clarification. When you say Yom Ravim,
yeah.
Does it literally mean for many days, or is it also an issue?
No, it doesn't. That's what I said. That's what I said. That's what.
You're having a lot of people.
It doesn't. It doesn't. No. That's what I said before. I said if it doesn't mean your plan, means is this classically done Yom Ravim? If it's the type of Borer that's usually done Liyamim Rabim, so then even if you're doing it right now, temporarily right now, that's a problem.
Give us an example.
Let's take the example we just said, the flour. I usually, when I get the flour, so I just sift it in order to set it up for my cabinets. That's not something, that's Mutar on Yontif. That's a more of a, in general, Rabbi Yisai, on Yontif, you have this concept all the time. The Ramban writes like this in the beginning of Maseches Beitzah. How do you know in general what's considered melech zochel nefesh and what's not considered melech zochel nefesh? What's considered melacha that's asar and yantav, what's not? So the Ramban writes like this idea of liyamim rabim. He says, if it's a type of activity that's not for the temporary type activity, that it's not for right now, but it's on a larger scale, even usually, even if you're doing it right now temporarily, that's the type of melacha that Chazal called melechas avoda. That's not melechas ochel nefesh. Rabbi Sai, before I get back to the Shabbos Shaila, so now Isaac's made a very good point. So now, if it's the type of thing that's used, like setting up flour and sifting flour, that even though temporarily I happen to need this flour and I happen to use, I want to bake on Yontif, which I'm allowed to do, but if it's that type of thing, so Chazal asked it. So
Rabbi, we didn't say this concept on Shabbos.
What?
We didn't say this concept on Shabbos.
No, this Why? Is only for Yontif.
Why is Liam Rabbi?
Because Shabbos always psolos mitoch chol is aser. You need much more etayim right there. The point is over here is no. You could have etayim of psolos v'toch ochel. You could even have borer that you don't even need to do in the next hour. You don't have to use it miyad. All the tanaim of Shabbos might not apply. As long, says the Magen Mishnah, as it's not factorial borer. As it's not large scale borer. As long as it's what? It's not, it's classic borer in the kitchen right before the meal. Then the tanaim of borer are full. Good. If you get into any of the situations that the borer will be usher on Yontav as well, so then you need the Tanaim of Shabbos like what Arya is pointing out. So, I just want to point out parenthetically, because we haven't been able to speak about Yontav. The truth is, Rabbi Say, everything we're saying is assuming one thing. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, this is a difference between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, the Ramah writes that when it comes to Yontav, so Yontav you're allowed to cook, Yontav you're allowed to do malacha. But the Ramah has a very, very big chumrah. The Ramah says that's all assuming that you weren't able to do that malacha on Erev Yontif. Anything that you were equally able to do, and it wouldn't be even fresher if you would have done it on Erev Yontif, so that would be something that's usher. Lamashal. Cutlery that I have going into my first meal on Yontif that I have to sort out. So that would be an example of borer that would be usher on Yontif. Why? Not because borer in such a situation is the classic borer that would be liyamim rabim, that would be a problem. No, this is the chumrah that applies to all malachas on Yontif. That anything that I could have done equally, my silverware does not spoil, and I knew from Erev Yontif that I need to set it up from beforehand. Okay, the meal tomorrow, obviously I can't do because I have to do tonight. But anything that you could have done, says the Ramah, you have to try to do before Yontif. If it's not going to be as fresh, if it's going to be just as fresh, and it's not going to be spoiled, it's not going to spoil either. So, therefore, some people even say when it comes to the water. So maybe you have to do if you're going to filter the water. You know, one could argue, but maybe it's fresher now. So then, the Ramah writes that if it's going to be at all any fresher, if you do it on Yontif, so then that's not a reason that you have to take care of it before Yontif. Yeah.
What about a hot shower?
What about a hot shower?
What about a shower?
What about a shower? I need to shower. I don't. What?
I'll be fresher if I do.
Shower is a totally different issue. Whether or not
you use cold water.
Who says you're allowed to shower or not?
I'm asking. Are we allowed to shower?
We have to learn the sugya of showering on Yontif. But I don't understand how that.
The hot shower was a mistake. That was just something in my head. But I'm saying the showering in general. I thought because you're saying is it
a straight up hot shower on Yontif is highly questionable.
Like
and to quote Rabbi Shechter yesterday from after the shir, that he quotes the kula of the Beis Meir, that the kula of the Beis Meir is to have taking out the chill, but a hot shower would not be permitted because we're choshish for the shita of the Rambam that the gzera of balanim would apply the iser to bathe applies both on Shabbos and on Yontif. The Rambam says. So even if you want to say that there's a heter of ochel nefesh and included in ochel nefesh, like the Ramban writes. Is hanas haguf, but you still have to be considered with the gzera balonim that they ushered going into bathhouses. So that's something that we're machmer. So showering is a really we can give a total other shir about that. But we have to, in order to appreciate the shaila, before we just start throwing out names and saying this guy holds muta, we have to understand what the issues are and how we take care of the issues, and then we can come to our own conclusion. I always suggest to guys, especially yeshiva guys, you guys. On a hot day, like a hot Shavuos or a hot Pesach, especially if you're living in Florida, take a cold shower. First of all, you scream for a second. It's a little joke. It's a little joke in my house, but like everyone knows that if I ever have to shower in a situation, if I need to, so I'll jump in the shower, but I'll jump into a cold shower. and the whole mishpacha knows that they'll hear like a scream, like ah. So it's one split second you hear a scream, and then afterwards you come out, you go back into the hot, and it's so much more gishmak. So again, this is all leaving out the issues with soap, the issues with schlita of the towel. You have to be careful about all those issues, obviously, and you shouldn't shampoo and squeeze out your hair because we paskin that there is schlita b'seir, and you have to be machmir for that, at least a level of the rabbanim. But there is an issue with schlita b'seir. So assuming all other issues, just focusing on the shower, the best option when it comes to showering would be to shower in a cold shower. If a person can't shower in a cold shower, so then you have the beis meir. That you could take out the chill, but that's not a hot shower, and then there might be other kulas that might help. And remind me when we give a shir on the showering that I happen to have a mahalach on this that I thought that, and I'm not going to give time to explain this. If you want, guys, we can get into this afterwards. That I happen to think if a person needs to take a hot shower and he can't rely on, I got obviously the levels are like this. Cold, taking out the chill, the base mayor. Then the next level is taking a utensil that needs to be cleaned, turning on the shower to clean the utensil, and then if a person is in a situation of tsar, it's like the third day yontif, and it's uncomfortable, so then the gzera, the balanim, won't apply. I'll explain to it afterwards, but those are my three levels in terms of showering. One, two, three. Cold, obviously the best, taking out the chill. Then if a person can't rely on that, I would advise them to bring a utensil to the shower in terms of turning it on. And in a situation where they are bitsar and it's really uncomfortable for them, so then Rabbi Kiva Eger might have a heter in terms of the Xeris Habalanim. But Rabbi said we need to learn the background in order to really appreciate it. And now it kind of just sounds like a big cloud of just a lot of shitas and doesn't really fit into a system. But that it's like everything, Rabbi said. Until you learn it like Kaseder, it's not really gonna make sense. But those are just practical views. So let's get back to what we were talking about. I don't even know why we got this. Oh,
thank you.
So now what do you talk about the matzahs? And now let's talk about the matzahs. So what about San Yontif? I'm not really as concerned about matzahs. Okay, if you hold it the Chayodam, so maybe if that's the normal way to do it, so then maybe you would have a chumra even on Yontif. But if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, right, that's not Liyomim Rabin, that's not a situation that it would answer on Yontif. So on Yontif, I think it would probably be fine for you to be Mavar the Shlemis from the Prusas. But what about on Shabbos Chol Hamoed? On Shabbos Chol Hamoed, this becomes an issue. Because and the Yisurim of Shabbos are still applied. If you don't have an Erev on Yontif on Shabbos, you can't carry. It's Shabbos. So everybody said, what are you going to do? You have a mixture of Shlemis and Chaseiris, is it Tuminim, is it not Tuminim? What's the story over here? So first of all, everybody say, assuming that they're Tuminim, that they're two separate Minim, first of all, why should they be two separate Minim? It's all Matzah. So you have to make, the following assumption, which the Shmir Shabbos, which Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach assumes. There is something in Halacha that we haven't talked about, I referenced it in the last year, when we were talking about filtering of the water, which is called halachic psoilus. If you would ask a goy on the street, Rabbi, obviously you wouldn't say Rabbi, but if you would say to the goy on the street, Joe, Harry, do you see a difference between these two items? He'll say, no, that's all Passover stuff. Right? That's all it is. In terms of the recognition of mankind, in terms of your taruvus here, your mixture, everybody looks the same. It's a box of matzahs. So one has a quarter that's missing and one doesn't. So what? It's only because you follow the halacha that now that becomes psoilus.
So halacha doesn't follow halacha.
Now the shaila is, in terms of getting a shame of two minim, do we have to take into account what halacha defines to be an issue? This is Rabbi Osai, a tshuva from the Maram Shik, which says that it might actually be a machlekes. I don't have a Masechta Shabbos here. Between Tosis and the Ramban. They talk about, Tosis and the Ramban, towards the end of Shabbos, talks about an issue of Boirer. It's a question whether it's a Boirer in the first place. But is it considered Boirer? Are you separating Ochel from Psoles when you're milking a cow? Milking a cow. So we talked about milking a cow to be Dush. But is there an issue of Boirer as well, the Tosis raises, when you're taking the Ochel from the Psoles from the cow? What's the ochel, what's the psoilus? So the ochel is the milk. Says Tosis, the psoilus is the cow. Why? because the cow on Shabbos is something that I can't use, that I can't eat. So therefore, it becomes psoilus. The fact that it's usser for me to shecht it on Shabbos now makes it psoilus. The Ramban there argues with Tosis and says, that's not psoilus. That's good flesh. That's good para. That's a good cow. Aye, Rabbi Ramban, what do you mean? But it's usser for me to shecht this on Shabbos. Says the Ramban, so that's Ariyuhu Derochiv Aleh. So that's an inhibition, a prohibition that Chazal said you can't shech this. But that doesn't define it to be psoilus. Comes along the Maharam Shik, and he says, apparently Tosis and the Ramban are arguing, if I have an impediment halachically for me not to use this item, but it's good, it's a good item, it's a usable item, would that be considered psoilus? So that is their machlekes. This Maram Shik is the most important Maram Shik when it comes to what issue, Rabbi Isai? Filtering the bugs from the water. If you would ask any Joe on the street, just ask him, New York water, is there any problem? He would say, are you joking me? I drink 6 cups of New York water a day. This is clean water. This is not New Jersey water like last week. This is New York water. No one's borer New York water. You don't even need to filter New York water. The water in New York is fresh, is clean. The reservoirs are immaculate, they don't have any bugs on them, and they're fine. But that's because it's not nikar la'ayin. That's because it's not recognizable to human being eye. However, for the Jews, there's serious psolus inside, assuming that there's an iser with the bugs in the water. Now I have to be mevarer halachic psoles from this water. That would depend on this Tosis and the Ramban whether or not halachic psoles becomes psoles. How this question comes up a lot in Hilchos Shabbos. How do we approach halachic entities in the world of Hilchos Shabbos? Does that now create a second standard, a second min, a second category, or do you say no? It goes based on the reality of the world. A lot of times the Minchas Chinuch has sveikus about this. What happens, Rabbi Yisai? I'll ask you another kasha. Tikkun money, you're not allowed to make a vessel. You're not allowed to make something on Yom Tov, make a brand new vessel, right? You're not allowed to make a chair. You're not allowed to finish a product, do mitakin money, right? What happens if I finish it in a way that it looks no different than it did before, but now halachically this item is permissible? L'mashal what? Sukkis. What happens if I take a grape off of Hadassim and now the Hadassim become kosher? If I would ask Joe on the street, he would say, you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything different to this item. So now it had a cherry there, it didn't have a cherry. So what? That's makah b'patish? But if you ask a Jew, I just made this kosher for netilas lulav. So does that now cause it to be something that's going to be Hilchos Shabbos? That is a question that you find throughout Hilchos Shabbos, whether or not halachic categories creating brand new categories for Hilchos Shabbos. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I want to be choshish for those opinions that halachic psoilus is psoilus. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is machmir in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, that if you have a taruvus of matzah, that they're all mixed together, shlemus and chaseris, that you should, that they, at least on Shabbos, you will have the problem of bur. Obviously, Rabbi said it's not only relevant for Yontif, this is all relevant to any time a person would use this on a regular Shabbos, you could use matzah for Lechem Mishnah. So this is a Shiloh that we have to talk about always, but it's even more relevant on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. However, there are many Paiskim that disagree with Rav Shlomo Zalman. Because even if, first of all, Rabbi Yisai, let's remember, if it's in the box and it's stacked one on top of the other, what would Rav Shlomo Zalman say? Rav Shlomo Zalman will say, Siluk, exactly, excellent. There you have a heter of the tots. If I want to get to the pile, and I want to get to the bottom item. See, even according to the Machmirim, that's not considered borer. We're talking about a situation where it's not one on top of the other, where it's one big mixture, and I'm taking the psoles from the ochel. So then Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that's considered two minim, two entities, because one is halachically acceptable for Lechem Mishnah. One is not halachically acceptable for Meshen Mishnah, and therefore it would be a problem. However, other poskim don't accept Rav Shlomo Zalman's, argue with Rav Shlomo Zalman's approach, even in a situation where it's not one on top of the other, even in a situation where it's in that, you know, those plastic bowls that you keep everything, that they're not stacked on each other, but it's all mixed up one another. Why would they argue that even according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, even in such a situation, it's not going to be borer? So they argue that halachic psolas is when it's actually halachic psolas. But this matzah is good matzah. It's not something that's usher to us. There's one specific halacha that makes it that it's not ideal to use for lechem mishnah. You could use it for other things. So now, does that now make it to be halachic psoilis? So other poskim argue and say that's not necessarily considered psoilis if it's usable for other things, and therefore it's not necessarily psoilis. And therefore, you can just because there's one dimension that I could use it for lechem mishnah. So then that doesn't necessarily make it ochel mitoch psoilis. So that's a debate between the poskim. Rabbi said you should keep in mind also another argument is one that if you're stuck and you don't have lechem mishnah and you don't have shlemis. So technically, it still would be kedai to take this item to still be mekayim something, even if a person doesn't have a full roll. So you know, you should take a prusa. That's the halacha. The halacha is you should still take two slices of bread if you don't have two complete things. So the fact that I would never use this for lechem mishnah is also not entirely the case. It's not ideal. It's not the best thing. So whether or not that would be considered psoilis mitoch ochel is questionable. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's argument is a fascinating argument, and it really gets into the crux of many, many different shilas about number one, halachic psoilis, and then the fact that in this situation it's halachic psoilis, but it because one could be used for lechem mishnah and one can't be used for lechem mishnah. Here you go.
Isn't matzah usually stacked anyways?
Yeah. Most of the time, in most of the situations.